were going alright. They shouted a song when I fought a good fight. Saw was inflamed, it's just a shame, but that's all. Guys will say, David, you seem nice. He tells us you're bad, but we know that it's lies. I was defamed, it's just a shame, but that's all.
Thank you. Apologetics with an X is on your media source for another week. Classic tracks parodied with Christian lyrics, as only our favorite band can. Jay Jackson is the lead singer, lyricist for that band, Apologetics, and he joins me, Jerry Q, here for another blast from the past.
It's great to be back with you, Jerry. It was great to... We just got back from being at a big festival last weekend at the Immortal Festival, Immortal 2 Festival, with a bunch of heritage Christian hard rock bands like the Daniel Band and Bride and Glenn Kaiser of Rez, the Resurrection Band, and Les Carlson of Blood Good. They were just on the day we played, and there were two other days full of music. So it's great to be back on the air with you folks. And today we started our show with three songs from Genesis. We started with a song called Malachi, originally called Abacab. Then we had That's Saul, a parody of That's All. And then we had a brand new song, just came out 2 weeks ago, called Turn to John Again. It's a parody of Turn It On Again, based on John chapter 21, when Peter is reinstated by Jesus. He's on the Galilee seashore, and Jesus asks him if he loves him three times. And Peter's a little hurt by that, but you realize it's because Peter had denied him three times, and Jesus tells him to take care of his lambs, feed his sheep. Anyway, so it's funny, we've done all these Genesis songs, and we haven't done a single parody of Genesis yet that's about the book of Genesis. They're just about other things. Now, the next song we're going to start the next section with is also a Genesis song, although we did the version that was done by the group Disturbed, although they did a version that's pretty close to Genesis version. It's a little more rocky. It was called Land of Confusion originally, and ours is called Land of Delusion. And then the next two songs in this particular set are solo Genesis hits, in a way. One is a parody of Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, called In the Afterlife. And then we have a parody of Mike Rutherford's band, Mike and the Mechanics, a parody of their hit, All I Need Is a Miracle. It's called I Don't Need to See Miracles. And so the first half of our show today was all Genesis-oriented.
Street time. wiped out that sin. I'm so glad I did. It's all been advertised. And Christ will deal with judgment in the afterlife. Hold on. And I've been praying for atonement for all my crimes. Hold on. Christ has sealed his covenant with a sacrifice. Hold on. And 5 verse 8 says more in Romans, so does 5:9. Hold on, hold on. Well, I remember those worries. How could I fail to confess? It's the first time I grasped Christ's forgiveness. Jesus Christ looks deep inside of us. So beautifully, the world doesn't know, but His grace still grows. He's no stranger to human needs.
Well, Jay, how might our Apologetics fans keep up with your last endeavor and audio releases online?
Well, gosh, I hope it wasn't our last endeavor, but our most recent endeavor, yes, they can just go to apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. You can also go to, you can sign up for our newsletter there too, or you can go to Facebook and, you know, see stuff, you know, there, you know, we're out there. Just remember to spell the name right, like the show, Apologetics with an X. And we're always trying to do new stuff. We got a new single that should be coming out at the end of this weekend, Lord willing. And can't tell you what that is, but I think you'll like it. But the most recent single we did had not only that Genesis song, it also had a song by The Police, and we're going to include that in this next set. We have three Police parodies we're going to do for you, followed by another relevant parody. The first one is Message in the Bible, a parody of Message in a Bottle. It's from a parody we did back in 2016. Then we have Every Step to Take, a parody of Every Breath You Take. That's a song we've done a couple times, first in 1999, and then once, I think it was 2022, we did this remake of that. And then the brand new one is a parody of Don't Stand So Close to Me. It's called What's That Supposed to Mean? And it's about T-shirt evangelism. And if you listen closely to the words, I think you'll figure out what I'm talking about. And then since we were doing three songs about the Police, we thought we would do a parody of called The Sound of Sirens, although it's actually a very serious song. And it's a parody of The Sound of Silence by the group Disturbed, who did that remake of Genesis. This is their remake of Simon and Garfunkel. But whereas their Genesis remake sounded a lot like Genesis, their remake of Simon and Garfunkel sounds nothing at all like Simon and Garfunkel.
Your t-shirts have subtext, but still could plant the seed. She's watching those fabrics show stuff she wants to read. Inside you, there's knowledge, disclose it openly. Look sharply, she draws close now. This girl just has to say, what's that? What's that stuff? What's that supposed to mean? What's that? What's that stuff? What's that supposed to mean?
Your friends are so zealous. You don't have that courage yet. Sometimes it's not so easy to preach what Jesus said. Impatience, crustaceans.
How the people hate the Lord. was the sound of sirens. Fools in riot do not know Satan's quite a clever sirens. And if people now will pray and believe on God, He'll save. And you'll find that found this sure thing in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And besides that, settle it all when His word is a sound of sirens.
Apologetics with an X. If you're having trouble tracking your favorite songs, no problem. JC, you've got a guide for our friends that they can use to find out about the 800 or so songs you've already parodied. Tell us about that guide.
Sure. They can go. They can order our digital songbook. It's got over 1,300 pages, and it's cross-referenced by original song title, original artist parodied, what years those original hits were. So if you wanted to see all the songs we did from 1965 or 1977 or 1993, you can check it out there. It's got bio information. It's got songs, information about every single song, the story behind it, the lyrics to every single song. And you can order it on our website. It's very easy to find there. And we're always updating it. We put out a new edition every 2 years. This one, the current edition, came out in January of this year. But my wife begins assembling all the data and works on it almost every single day over the course of the next 2 years. So she's already well into this next edition. But it's one of my favorite things of all the stuff that we do. I think there's a lot of fans who really enjoy it too. It's got lots of photos too, and you can follow along. It's the story behind every one of our CDs. It's got biographical information, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, this next set list, you know, we just did The Sound of Sirens, which, as I said, is a Disturbed song, but it was originally done by Simon and Garfunkel. This one, this set list is all, this section is all Simon and Garfunkel parodies. So we're going to start with Cornelius, a parody of Cecilia. One of my favorite stories from the Bible, from the book of Acts. You know, here's a Roman centurion who's been, you know, even though he's Roman, he worships the God of the Hebrews, the Jewish God, and he's given alms and praying. And just one day, out of the blue, an angel appears to him in a vision and says, Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have ascended before God. Can you imagine that? You've been praying all your life, and then one day you realize, oh my gosh, I've been going in faith, but this really, these prayers have been getting through to God. And I think that's just such an encouraging thing. Of course, it was the birth of the Gentile church. You just see when God starts reaching out to the Gentiles. It's a wonderful story. Anyway, it's a parody of Cecilia. Then we do another parody of the Sounds of Silence, or is it called The Sounds of Silas? And that's truer to the Simon and Garfunkel original. It's an acoustic version, one we did back originally in 1994 and then in 2005. It's about Acts chapter 16 with Paul and Silas. And then the last one in this particular set is Offer Your Prayer. That's a parody of Scarborough Fair Canticle. And it's a song about you know, if you have loved ones in your life, family members you're trying to reach, and you're just, feeling so discouraged, I hope this song will encourage you, because the point of this song is, look, God puts you in those people's lives. He knows you love them. You can't possibly love them more than he loves them. He puts you in their lives because he loves you, because he loves them. And you are there to be a light, city on a hill, the light of the world. And he hears your prayers, and keep that in mind and use that to be encouraged.
Because a vision of a man speaking came to Paul while he was sleeping, and the vision of the Macedonian man said to him, "Come help us, Paul and Silas." In Acts 16 they walked around, tried to get to know the town, went to pray down by the river, met a lady there named Lydia. They baptized her there, and she asked if it be alright, come spend the night and stay a while. They met a slave girl later on, who made her masters quite a lot. Fortune telling was her occupation, had a spirit of divination. It was driven out when Paul said Jesus' name, and so they came.
arrested Paul and Silas, threw them right into the jail. Paul and Silas' faith prevailed. Prisoners at midnight heard them praising God that they were Christ's servants. Then an earthquake came and shook the jail and let go from the cell upon silence. And the jailer bowed and prayed, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will receive his forgiveness. Paul and Silas taught the words of the gospel to him and his entire house. And everyone now is in heaven with Paul and Silas.
Well, we're ready to wrap up another week on Apologetics with an X. And if you want to hear this show again or any of the other fine shows we've done over the past year or so, venture over to our flagship station. That's at angel95fm.com, angel95fm.com, and click on Apologetics, and you can stream to your heart's delight. Hey, we started it off with Genesis. We're about ready for an Exodus. And what'll that be, Jay?
Well, you're right. We did Genesis, and we did solo Genesis, and we did Simon and Garfunkel, and now we're going to do solo Simon and Garfunkel. Uncle Paul Simon himself, his big hit from the Graceland album, You Can Call Me Al. We've redone it as You Can Call Weird Al.
Are you going to offer your prayer? Lord, please save those near me in time. To find me good as I do with man while sprinkling your seed. Lord, please save those near me in time. And reapers with their sickles from saving the harvest of millions. Lord, please save those near me in time.
Lord, as you told us you will,
and gather them all as a bright fields of Christ.
Your one and only begotten,
they'll see the truth and the lie. Your prayer, Lord, please save those near me in time. Remember, he truly wanted you there. He wants us, his true love, to shine. Thank you.
talks down to me. He says, why are your songs not original? Why are my songs not original? Question my life is so hard. I see a golden opportunity. I wrote a song of redemption. Don't want to send up a bar tune with a cartoon savior. Go deeper, go deeper. God sent me new life. Found a way through my welded door. It was fearful and tearful, and guess he must have waited for me, you know. I don't find his love elusive anymore. And if you feel I'm bad at art, I can play along and not scowl. But I can call these parodies, and baby, if you doubt me, you can call Weird Al. Man talks down to me, he says, why'd you write a song of redemption? Cause I'm sure there's a plan of redemption, and no one's righteous, no one. Therefore I write these parodies, whatever I might hear, spoofing at full throttle. Now if I wrote marvelous songs, songs, these folks might doubt me anyway. Some holy roller in a fact-based world. All along, along, there was information I presented. There were hints about salvation. If you feel I'm not an artist, I can feel you're wrong, but smile. I can call these parodies. Baby, if you doubt me, you can call.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.